Turning to sports on KNKX, Reign FC and U.S. Women's National Team star Megan Rapinoe is standing by her comment that she would not go to the White House and meet with President Trump if the U.S. women were to repeat as World Cup champions. KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel talked about the controversy that swirled around Rapinoe this week. Art, how did all this come about?
Megan Rapinoe did an interview 6 months ago, and the video of that surfaced somehow this week, because she's getting a lot of attention. She scored both goals in the U.S. women's team's 2-1 win over Spain, and she's the senior leader. This is her third World Cup, and she's been a tremendous force, really, and a very popular player with the fans. And so this video surfaced, and the president saw it and decided, well, this is my time to barge in to another sports venue. He's done this a lot because he knows that he can get attention of people who might not be paying very much attention to his other rhetoric.
And Rapinoe found herself responding to the president's criticism, basically commenting on her comment. Let's listen to what she had to say, courtesy of NBC Sports.
I stand by the comments that I made about not wanting to go to the White House, with the exception of the expletive. My mom will be very upset about that. But I think obviously entering with a lot of passion, considering how much time and effort and pride we take in the platform that we have and using it for good and for leaving the game in a better place and hopefully the world in a better place. I don't think that I would want to go, and I would encourage my teammates to think hard about lending that platform or having that co-opted by an administration that doesn't feel the same way and doesn't fight for the same things that we fight for.
A couple of her teammates did think hard about their position and came out in support of Rapinoe's position. Alex Morgan and Ali Krieger both said they did not want to be a part of any celebration. And again, let's keep in mind that Rapinoe did not say this as a part of a big speech or something like that in the middle of the World Cup. She's not doing this to try to distract her teammates, but
right.
She is responding to the president, who decided to spitball this one. So I don't think she can be faulted for responding.
And Rapinoe is no stranger to taking stands on issues of national prominence, like whether to protest during the national anthem.
Right. She's very proactive. In 2016, when San Francisco quarterback Colin Kaepernick kneeled on the sideline during the anthem, she joined him. She was the first white athlete and also the first soccer player to do such a thing. And so she's been on the forefront. She's, whether it's social justice, gender inequity, she's out there in front. She's not afraid of blowback, and I really have to admire the courage of her convictions. And I would say that about another athlete who might be conservative and want to do it on behalf of President Trump. I think athletes and entertainers who have these big social media platforms, people want to know what they think. These are people that are admired, and I think having the courage of one's convictions and expressing it when you have the platform that is as big as sports is a good thing. And if you're willing to take the heat, the only thing an athlete has to be aware of in this is becoming a distraction. And I think, as far as I can tell, Megan Rapinoe is an inspiration.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com. And he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly chats at knkx.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.